Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 14th, you're going to get the following: a magic morning journal, which is going to help you every day to set your energy in the right way, daily prompts. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me, and you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyheller.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there, see what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. All right. So I have something that I want to share with you. And I was thinking about, like, if you walk away from this and there's one thing that I want you to know, this is it. You ready? You've been assigned. That's it. You are needed. God doesn't make extras. He just doesn't. He's not in that business. So if you're here, if you're on the planet, if you're breathing, that's all the evidence that you need to know that you're needed, because you wouldn't be here in this world if you're not. And the reason that's so important is because your soul is craving just one thing. You want to give your contribution to the world. You want to give your gifts away. That's really it. And whenever we're feeling some kind of that feeling of feeling invisible or feeling like there's some secret that we have, everybody has the same secret. They want to feel more seen. Something about them wants to feel more seen. They want their uniqueness to feel more seen. They want their unique brokenness to feel more seen. That's the secret that everybody has. Everyone has that secret side. And when you hit your head on the pillow at night and it's just you and God, you and yourself, you and your soul, you kind of know all those things. So to me, this is why I want it to be your turn. I want you to podcast, because boy, does that answer that need. Not only do you get to feel seen, but you get to do that thing where somebody else gets to feel seen because you are showing up and contributing. Right? Speaking, sharing, offering yourself to the world. You know something?
I have a few friends who work in scripts and screenwriting. You want to know something that they told me? If you want to make a character so unlikable, make them perfect. The characters that we hate, they're too perfect. So as soon as you want to make the audience not root for someone, it's just this perfect person. Feel that. So what do we want? We want the character who beautifully broken, just like us. That's what we want. We want the character who's like, this is me. And you get to see it. You get to see that person stepping in and then falling apart. You know, it's like King David. It's like, think of all the heroes, right? Who had all their quirks. Batman, right? Batman is like an introvert and he has like issues, you know, and then he's fierce at the same time. He's fierce. Rocky, right? Think about it. Think about how complicated that character is and how much that character, we just root for him to like step up again, step up again. So where do you guys come to the conclusion that in order for you to step in, you first have to be fixed. You first have to be whole. You first have to be perfect. It's the opposite. What makes you stick is your vulnerability. And you know, it's interesting. That's what scar tissue does. In my fertility journey, I had a bunch of surgeries separate from IVF. I did a bunch of things and I had a complication in my first labor with my daughter. And they said, you know, the scar tissue, it made it stick. And that was part of the problem. It was interesting. But what does that also say, right? It's the broken parts, right? It's the cracks. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. So you're going to lean into that. And that's what people tell you not to do, right? Like as we're being raised in our culture, it's like, put on that face, you know, right? Like, don't let them see you sweat, right? What are all these things that we're taught? And really and truly, boy, is it easier if you don't have to work so hard to be something that you're not. But you are assigned. You know what people value the most in this life? They value things that are rare. So people value gold, right? It's a commodity. People value diamonds because you don't find a diamond just like you find like falling leaves, right? They're more rare, right? Is there anything more rare than an individual, than a person? The answer is no, right? Because you are one and done, right? There never was anyone like you and there never will be. It's like a snowflake. It's different. You look under a microscope at a snowflake, they're gorgeous, but they're all different. It's amazing. It's really amazing. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of it, but they're like kaleidoscopes with these fractals and prisms and colors and shapes, and they're all unique. And your DNA is just yours. In fact, even identical twins, their fingerprints are not the same. That's interesting, right? So what does it mean? It means they make a different imprint in the world. It means they won't have the same message. It means even if two sisters grew up in the same family and they were born on the same day, they're not going to be the same. They're just not. They're not going to think exactly the same. They're not going to see what happened exactly the same. So for you to not know that, that's a waste. That's a big missed opportunity. And I think that we've gotten so used to turning the volume down on listening to ourselves, our truth, remembering who this little kid is that we carry around with us, that we are not really connected to what's real anymore, right? We believe a lot of this like yucky stuff, but it doesn't sit well. And you know how you know that you're meant for more? Because it doesn't leave you alone. Like if you're not really good at math, and you don't really have a desire to get better at math, once you're done with like having to take algebra 2 or whatever, like it doesn't keep gnawing at you. It doesn't keep nagging at you. You're just kind of like, I'm just not into math. Like I'm not a math person. But if it keeps bothering you, if it keeps coming back, then you kind of know that you're not done. Like there's something going on. You ever have that with a person? Like you break up with a friend or you break up with someone, or you walk away from something and you're like, it's cool, but like, you're lying. You're like, it's not cool. because it's not done, because it's not complete, because something just... So there's a part of us, I know, because I talk to thousands and thousands of people and they're like, it's all fine. Like, it's fine. My life is fine. And I'm like, great. So then move on. It's like, well, I can't move on. Well, why not? Well, I'm fine. But every day at like 40 times a day, I have this like little thought in my mind that I want to be doing more, but it's totally fine. It's like, no, it's not totally fine. Right. And that's really where this is going to break open. The breakthrough comes from a little bit of the breakdown, right? When we can break down some of these like lies, then we can finally break through. But we have to at least be honest. Like, is it fine or is it not? Maybe it's not fine. Maybe there's nothing fine about it. Maybe that's the biggest lie. And maybe what we really want to do is not actually be fine. We want to feel really fulfilled. And maybe we deserve that. And maybe we make it harder. Maybe we've told ourselves, like, in order for us to feel fulfilled, though, I'd have to be someone better. I'd have to be more ready. I'd have to be more enough. And because I'm not ready or enough, or I'm scared I will be rejected, or I worry that I'll make a fool of myself, or I don't have a master plan, or I don't have a master's degree, or I don't have a different waistline, or I'm not taller or shorter or whatever, I'll just tell myself it's fine. But the thing that's really, really frustrating for me is none of that matters. In fact, the more you would just release the shame and be like, all of this is part of it, that's actually what's going to make your podcast amazing. That's what's going to make your business amazing. That's going to make your life amazing, because nobody likes a perfect person. Nobody roots for a perfect person. That's not the leader that we want. You want the person who says, hey, you know how you're sitting in that cave right now? I know every inch of that cave. I sat in that cave for so many hours, for so many days. So I know how to get out. And guess what? I frequent that cave still pretty often, but I've practiced coming out again. And that's it. We think that in order for us to teach something, to make something, it has to be the best something. It can't just be the next thing someone needs. It has to be the next 25,000 things someone needs. We can't just make a podcast and have a conversation. We'd have to have a conversation, come up with a solution, then come up with every solution and be the kind of person who has every single degree possible under the sun and all the authority and credibility. And what are we doing? Think of all the people who are heroes in your life. Think of all the people whose businesses, whose podcasts, whose books you read. Tell me about Glennon Doyle's credentials, because I want to know. I want you to tell me where she got her doctorate, because she did a great job. Oh no, she doesn't have a doctorate, but tell me about Oprah's doctorate. I want to know where she went to school. No, tell me where she went to school. Tell me all the things she did before she became Oprah. Like, how did she get permission to be Oprah? Because I want to know. I'm curious. What is that? Right? Your greatest gift is your energy. Your greatest gift is releasing the shame so that you could just freaking be yourself. You want to motivate someone? You want to encourage someone? Let it be enough. Let it be easy. And we don't realize how much of a wizard we are. Like, we are literally stirring a dream pot every day. We are Harold with the purple crayon. There is a magical whiteboard here. And what you are a match for, you're going to be. You're going to have it. Right? But if you say, I personally can only tolerate having this much because I don't think I'm enough, you're right. That's what it's going to be. So people live the lives they're willing to tolerate. People live the lives they're, how far are you willing to dream, and how much are you willing to hold, right? To receive, right? So your job is just to hold that for people.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.